This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today and a couple of weeks here before Christmas. And my first guest this week is a beautiful actress and friend of ours, Jane Seymour. Jim and Jenny Desmond will be here. They have a show called Baby Chimp Rescue. You've got to hear this interview. It's unbelievable. Another beautiful actress, Stephanie Powers, will be joining us. We have Alexis Glick and William Stocks here. They're from the Chunky Million Dollar Meal Challenge for children who depend on schools for free meals during this very difficult time. Next hour, a member from Silver Spoons, Ricky Schroeder, is now a big director. He'll be joining us. Tori Spelling will be here. From The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis and Kelly Page going to give us some shopping tips for this year. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause only briefly when we come back. My first guest this first hour is beautiful Jane Seymour.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Our next guest has been with us several times in the past, and we have a great picture in our Hall of Fame of her and I. She was in town a few years back, and delightful lady, talented, and just gives so much back. Joining us right now is the best, Jane Seymour. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining us, as always. I ended up buying an open heart necklace for my wife because you had made such a great impression on us.
Well, thank you. I hope she liked it. Hope she appreciated it.
Oh, yeah, very much so. It's fantastic. You know, Jane, I am just bewildered as to how you keep under control all the things that you do, aside from all of the television and the movies that you have done. But you've also started the organization KeepAnOpenHeart.com, and you also take on that your mom's philosophy. I remember talking about your mom several times, of giving from the heart, and then you are named the officer of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth. And a mother of six, how do you keep up a pace like that?
You know what? I love my life. I'm just so blessed to be able to do the things that I do. And, you know, I love being a mom. I love being an actress, and I adore being an artist and a designer. And I think the best thing in life is being able to give back. I think when you feel that you can actually be of service and help other people, I think that's what makes life worth living, and that's what's so exciting about the Open Heart Foundation and about the whole Open Heart, because, you know, that's something I'm inspiring other people to do and recognizing other people who do it. And, you know, in times when everyone's having a really tough time in the world with their work and with with what's going on in the world. It's great that my mom's philosophy is really becoming like a universal symbol of a way to give and receive love.
You know, I remember so many times, as I mentioned earlier, talking to you about your mom when she was still with us and that open heart philosophy. And at that time, I was a caretaker for my mother. And it is something that is so profound because it is a philosophy that if you really think about it, it does not only apply to a mother, daughter, or a sibling. It applies to everyone. And it's so encompassing and so strong. And boy, I cannot believe the impact of that philosophy, which you have had the ability to perpetuate.
Well, you know, the privilege I had was, first of all, having a mother who gave me this philosophy. And then through my artwork, it became an image, a symbol that I was able to translate into the jewelry. And I think, you know, what's exciting now is now we have the foundation. We're really able to recognize public people and also people that people don't know about and really tell people's stories. And on K.com, you can see these amazing stories that people share and the difference it makes. And I think in a marriage or I think in a romantic relationship, I think it's incredibly important to have an open heart because, as we all know, love is not something that's static. Love is something that grows. Love is something that weathers the storm. Love is something very, very valuable and very important to people in whatever way you show it, whether, as you said, it's between a family member or romantically or whether it's with a friend. You know, love is what literally makes the world go around.
And you've always said this. Wouldn't it be nice to have the kind of attitude that we have and the love that's in our heart, not to get too philosophical, around holidays and be able to enjoy that all year round? And, of course, being able to enjoy the open heart jewelry that you get on those holidays. Let's face it, that's a beautiful gift for any time for the lady in your life.
Absolutely. I think that's the interesting thing about the open heart philosophy. It is not specific to any time of the year. It's not a Valentine or a Christmas or a Mother's Day experience only, because, you know, really expressing your love to someone and expressing that your heart is open to someone is something that you can do all year round. And whether it's through jewelry or a card or a sculpture or just expressing and behaving in a certain way with the philosophy, helping other people and being there and being of service, or being a caretaker like you are. There are so many people doing that. You know, they're, as far as I'm concerned, the unspoken heroes and heroines of this world. It's so important that we realize it's all year round.
Jane, do you still have the piece that isn't worn as a necklace? It's almost on a pedestal?
I have the original open heart I had made when I was working on, when I was doing Dancing with the Stars, and I still have that original piece. But you see, the open heart originally started from my artwork, so there was a lot of artwork involved, still is. You know, I still love to paint open hearts. I love to do sculptures of open hearts. In fact, we have a very large 10-foot open heart sculpture, bronze, that's going to be put in the garden. That's my birthday present for this year.
Oh, wow.
And my hope and dream is to have this sculpture in public parks and especially in hospitals and in you know, gardens near hospitals where people come and they have to, you know, spend those personal private moments when life is really tough and they really regroup. You know, this is an image that I've always hoped would become like a universal symbol of giving and receiving love.
Wow, what a great idea. I love the idea in hospitals or respite centers and stuff like that. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, the number of movies, both on television, on the big screen, on the stage, the list is endless, okay? What is your latest venture?
I finished 3 movies that are coming out this year. I've got one called Elixir, in which I play a choreographer, and I dance in it and sing for Lady Gaga, and I wear a blonde wig. I look quite different. That's on ABC Family with Chelsea Kane and Sarah Paxton and Drew Seeley. That's a really fun movie. Then I have a feature film called Austin Land, which I shot in England, and that's with Kerry Russell, and it's a historical movie, a comedy made by the people who made Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a movie called The Lake Effect, which is a wonderfully moving piece, a mother-daughter piece, that's coming out on Hallmark. And then I did an episode, a very funny episode of Franklin and Bash, which I believe is coming out. So that's what's already in the can. I can't tell you what I've going to do next because I haven't decided yet.
Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, after raising six children, how are the twins? How old are the twins? This is what's really going to be depressing.
Yeah, the twins, it's amazing. The twins are bigger than me. They are six. They're 16 years old.
Oh, jeez.
I think one of them is 6 foot tall. Chris Keach is a baseball player. He's a left-handed switch-hitting catcher and pitcher. So he pitches and catches right-handed and switch hits left-handed. And he's in the Cardinal Scout team right now, so that's pretty exciting. And then Johnny, his twin brother, has his own band called Plead the Fifth. If you want to hear his music, go to jamesseymour.com or pleadthefifthmusic.com. You can currently download it for free and listen and watch the videos. And he's becoming a rock and roller, and he's really great.
Wow.
He's been touring in England and up and down the West Coast. And then the other kids, again, if you go to jamesseymour.com, you can see what they're doing. Sean's a fine art photographer showing in galleries. Katie is an actress who's writing and performing a great comedy. Jenny just had a baby, and she's in marketing. And Kaylin is in building, and he just had a baby. So they're all busy, and they're all doing well.
You got to be one of the hippest moms I know. You got to be the hit of the block when it comes to being a hip mom.
I'm a grandmom now.
Grandma. Yeah. My grandmother certainly didn't look like you. Also, keepanopenheart.com. We want people to go to.
Absolutely. Keepanopenheart.com is an amazing site where you can read people's stories. These are real life stories of how keeping an open heart has impacted their lives. And it's just wonderful. You know, it's so inspirational. And we would love to have your story so we can post them. So if anyone has a good story, please send it to us.
I'm going
to
do that.
And then. Well, you can just on keepanopenheart.com, it tells you how you can send it. Or even if you send it to jamesseymour.com, I will send it on there. But keepanopenheart.com will tell you how you send your story. You can send it visually on video, or you can send it written, and we'll put it up there. And then there's actually a sweepstake right now. If you go to k.com, you can hear about that. There's the opportunity to win some beautiful necklaces and some prizes, and also a trip to England for two.
It's always great when you're on the show with us. You're a classy, talented, super lady, and I'm proud that you're a friend of our show.
Thank you so much, Ron, and thank you for having me on again. Thank you.
Our special guest, Jane Seymour. She is such a nice lady. It's hard to believe she has six children. We want to remind everybody to check into our website, which is ronseggi.com. That is spelled ronseggi.com. When you get on the home page, you will see an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 in the event that you missed it on the radio. Also, we have another website called Seggi Sings, SEGGISINGS. And there you'll learn all about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second. And since Jane was our first guest, the entire show is yet to come. Stick around. We'll be right back with Ron Seggi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. There is a show coming up this weekend that is absolutely sensational. It's a three-part series, and it's going to be airing on the BBC America channel coming up this Saturday, 8 o'clock Central and Pacific Time. And joining us right now are the husband-wife team of Jim and Jenny Desmond. Hi, Jim. Hi, Jenny. How are you? Welcome to the show.
We're good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is absolutely unbelievable. This show is called, a new series, called Baby Chimp Rescue. The both of you have been doing something that I think is fantastic, and that is saving a generation of chimps that I guess are in the wildlife and diminishing unbelievably quick. So what you've done is you've brought these chimps into your home, and you now have 21 orphaned baby chimpanzees. But as a result of the increasing number, it's kind of made it necessary to you to build a sanctuary in the forest so that you can train these chimps to be on their own. Tell us about this. And, Doctor, let's start with you, okay?
Sure. Yeah, we came to Liberia about 5 years ago. To actually help some other chimpanzees that have been used in the biomedical research program. And then we quickly learned that there was this other really big problem in the country of Liberia and across West and Central Africa, actually, of bushmeat hunting and illegal wildlife trafficking and the live pet trade. To address that problem, at the time there was no sanctuary in Liberia, and it's really hard for the law enforcement, the local authorities, to confiscate chimpanzees or any wildlife if there's not somewhere to bring them to a place to live. So we started Liberia Chimpanzee Rescue and Protection to really address that problem, help the local authorities enforce the wildlife protection laws, and then provide a lifetime home for these poor little babies that are, victims of this illegal trade. So these little guys have been seeing their mom and other family members killed, and they've been taken from the life they should have had in the forest.
Now, as I understand, Jenny, these chimpanzees are victims of bush meat hunts, which sees adults killed for food and babies. They actually use this for food? Is it food for people, food for other animals in the forest? What is it?
The bushmeat trade is not just really no different than what we do in the U.S. when we go out hunting for wildlife. But unfortunately, some of the animals here is not regulated, and it's also endangered species. So they may go out to hunt an animal like a small antelope or even something much smaller for food, and come across chimpanzees, or maybe using hunting methods that accidentally kill chimpanzees, and those animals are also taken in as bushmeat. If there happens to be a baby in the group, then the babies can be sold not as bushmeat, because obviously they're quite small and they don't really have any meat on them. So unfortunately, they're sold as pets into the illegal pet trade.
Now, are they good pets is the question. I mean, you know, it's like you used to watch on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He'd bring this little cute little, you know, bear on or a lion. He was, oh, cute, cute, cute. And the thing grows to be like 600 pounds. Are they good pets, and how big do they get?
No, they're horrible pets. They, first of all, you know, I can't even imagine thinking of them using the word pet. Even though that might be endearing to some people, for me, the chimps are their own little individual humans, almost like humans. You know, like we consider them little people, and they deserve to live with their families just like we do. They're not domesticated like a dog or a cat. They are wild. I think people think they don't make good pets because they're strong and wild and aggressive. And yeah, sure, that's part of it. They also don't make good pets because they want to live with their own families in the forest. And so living in a human household is certainly not, you know, the kind of life that they deserve or want.
Jim, whose idea was this to put all of these pets in your home? Because you have, as we speak here, 21 chimpanzees in your house. That's a lot of us, 21 people, you know. How do you do that? And whose idea was it, yours or Jenny's? And how do you cope with it on a day-to-day basis? And how did you stay married for all these years?
Well, I'd have to say, if it was one person's idea, it was probably more Jenny's idea, because she's the real
conservationist,
animal lover.
Right.
But no, I'm joking. I mean, we both love animals, but yeah, it's the situation that, you know, at the start of the show that we're in is not, actually throughout the show, is not ideal. Our plan was never to, we never really wanted to start our own chimpanzee sanctuary. We did it because we felt like somebody needed to do something to try and protect these amazing animals and wildlife here in Liberia. And what we hope to do, and we're close to doing, and you'll hear about this on the show as well, is we're trying to build a sanctuary and conservation center, so a lifetime home, where the chimps have access to about 100 acres of forest, and they spend their days in the forest, and they'll sleep in a night dormitory. So we're close to completing the first phase of construction. But yeah, it's not ideal, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone, really. But we have them in the house mainly because, you know, chimpanzees in the forest, the young ones stay with their mom up until between 5 and 8 years old. And so when they're really little, they need 24-hour care. They really need a surrogate parent to be able to give them that physical contact. It's really, really important for their development. That's why we do it.
Do they run loose in your house, or are they caged?
They run loose. They're just like if you had a little human child, they would basically be in the house. If you put them in a cage, it would be similar to putting your kid in a cage. Not that some people don't want to do that.
Yeah, right. I guess everybody listening to my voice right now is thinking, you know, how do they eat and how do they use the restroom? I mean, you know, that's like the astronauts all the time.
I will tell you that I don't think in the last 5 years I've used the restroom by myself. So
really?
that's my best answer for you.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what's their lifespan?
Chimps live, you know, 50 to 60 years, live a long time. And so for us, you know, they're all of them are quite young now, but we have to be thinking about the long term and providing a lifetime home for them and also raising the money to pay for their care for their lifetime. So it's quite a big operation and long-term project.
Well, I am going to be watching, and I hope everybody listening to us right now are going to be watching, because this is fascinating. I'm just enthralled by this. It's on BBC America. It's called Baby Chimp Rescue Saturdays, and it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time, part of Wonderstruck, and seeing the husband-wife team of Dr. Jim Desmond, who is a wildlife veterinarian, and his wife Jenny Desmond, an animal welfare and conservation consultant. This is going to be a terrific show, ladies and gentlemen, so tune in and watch it. And please come back and give us an update in a few months, okay?
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much.
This is great. It's called Baby Chimp Rescue Saturday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, on the channel BBC America. Fascinating. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help.
We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years or older. With the FDA's approval Friday night, vaccines have already begun to be shipped across the country. However, some may be wary of the shot based on how quickly approval has come. Dr. Stephen Hahn, FDA commissioner, says the agency was able to quickly evaluate all the data surrounding the vaccine's safety.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness. And with this authorization, we know that our federal partners are already moving to distribute the first doses of the vaccine throughout the country.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We have a combination of beauty and talent. She just returned from Africa, where she oversees the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. We'll talk about that. Joining us right now, who's going to be starring in a Hallmark Channel original movie, is the ever-popular Stephanie Powers. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's nice to be on.
Before we talk about the show, and I want to talk to you about the wildlife preservation also, when I look down the stuff that you have done in the years, it is remarkable. I mean, you started off as a dancer, and then you were part of the Columbia Pictures, the final years of the star system that was out there, and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., 25 miniseries, 200 episodic adventures that you starred in, movies for television, and, of course, Feather and Father and Heart to Heart and on Broadway. Yeah, boy, it's unbelievable what you've done. It's fascinating.
Well, not over yet.
It's not over yet. Well, hopefully it's not over for a long time. And you start with a few famous people like Bing Crosby, Glenn Ford, James Caan, Sammy Davis Jr. Any big names, Stephanie?
Ava Gardner, Ava John Gardner. Wayne,
wow.
Maureen O'Hara.
Unbelievable.
Just to name a few. Lana Turner, just a few.
Just a few. I love the Hallmark Channel because they have motion pictures, and I say that, okay, because they are like motion pictures. I mean, they are done so well.
It's remarkable how well they're done, given the short shooting schedule. It's because I think they always hire consummate professionals, and behind the camera as well as in front of it, and it's always a joy to do. They have a wonderful feel-good format. I just spoke with somebody who said, oh, it's like cotton candy, you know. It's like eating cotton candy. And I said, oh, how wonderful. They said, oh, yes, it just makes you feel so good. So here we are with another lovely little story about, you know, they usually have a format where there's a younger girl and a young boy who are trying to find their way in life or in their way in romance. And then there's the more experienced character who helps to give some advice and open the door to another possibility. And in this case, it's a young lady who owns a bookstore. She's trying to keep it afloat. She's grown up on fairy tales. She reads to groups of children. I run the concession of the tea and coffee and cakes and sandwiches in the coffee shop. And she needs a bit of financial support. In comes a young man whose father has the money to buy this property and turn it into some development, and she looks at him as the enemy. She's waiting for that prince to come in on his white charger, and one does come in, but he isn't quite the prince she thinks he is. And I'm the one who tells her that and gives her some other advice, and so that the frog can become a prince. She winds up with the boy she thought was the villain, who comes, really turns into the prince that saves the day. So there we are.
Boy, I tell you something. That was fantastic. It's like you wrote it yourself. Of course, our friend John Schneider is in it. But your role of Marilyn, you are, as you outlined, kind of a endless romantic. And you're the one that brings the advice to the table as the experienced one, okay? That pulling of the heartstrings that we talked about.
Yes, sir. You know, and they have a wonderful following, and I think this one will live up to all the others and keep the format afloat, because it's we need to have some smiles on the faces of our audiences. We need to make people feel good.
Yeah, and this does it, and the Hallmark does it. I was talking to Ed Asner the other day, and of course he's done a couple of these Hallmark specials, including The Gathering, which he did like in the 70s, and it still plays well today because it's such a good story. And you know, here you have a movie, Love by the Book, that takes place in a bookstore. I mean, how more appropriate is that?
Yes, cute title.
If I may, for a moment, your work to the William Holden Wildlife Foundation is fascinating. I know you spent a lot of time in Kenya. You just got back, I understand, from Africa.
Yes, night before last. So I'm still on an 11-hour time chain. I'm very much hands-on in this.
I know.
It's not just some philanthropic effort that I put my name on. I support all the overheads of the foundation so that I can absolutely say to every single person that gives me a dollar that 100% of that money is going where they think it is, because I know how much people have to sacrifice. And they're all sorts of good causes, and they really do have to sacrifice to give money that goes overseas, because we have so many needy things in our own country. And this goes overseas, and we have reached, since our inception in 1982, with our education programs, well over 500,000 young Africans and their families, trying to spread the gospel of conservation, preservation, sustainability, and the understanding of how vital biodiversity is to the quality of life on the planet. I created some of the syllabuses. They're ever evolving, and they're bringing in new information, new sustainable opportunities. And we have rural programs. We have 11,000 students a year coming to our central education center. More information can be found out about the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on our website, which is WHWF, William Holden Wildlife Foundation.org.
What are some of the challenges, Stephanie, that currently face this?
The biggest challenge we have all over the world is the increased population and how we're going to find sustainability and keep the natural world alive. Right now, the elephants are in such a critical situation that I can honestly stand and say here that if the rate of killing continues at this rate, there may not be any in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Used to be in my lifetime. No, it's reduced itself to that. And when people say, oh, I love elephants, oh, I love this, well, I'll tell you something that all of your listeners can do. People say, well, what can I do as a single person? Here's what you can do. It doesn't cost any very much. It costs the price of a postage stamp and a little bit of your time. The one thing that people will react to in China and that the governments will react to in China, which is the major source of the market for ivory, is that the only thing that seems to be anywhere near touching to their motivating for them to stop this is when it touches their pocketbook. On our website, we'll give you all the information of how to create a petition on a piece of paper with people's signatures. Flood the Chinese embassy in Washington, the Chinese consulates in New York and in San Francisco with papers that say we, the undersigned, will cease and desist from buying anything made in China unless you as a government stop the import of ivory, declare to the world and show signs that you will effectively make an effort to stop any boat, any shipment, mm-hmm. that you will confiscate it and destroy it, and that you will stop this brutal and horrible killing of a world heritage animal that belongs to all of us on this planet, not just the Chinese.
I think that you are doing a remarkable job in this area, and I have to also add that my friend Bob Barker has echoed that same timeline for elephants. He said 5 years, just like you said. That's frightening to think that such a great creature would be extinct in 5 years.
But what we have to do is motivate people,
yeah.
You know. I come from a generation of activists. I can't sit still and let this happen. I've got to try and do something, even if it fails. You've got to try, otherwise just sitting and saying, thinking that somebody else is going to do it is not going to work. You know, the Vietnam War was stopped by my generation, who said, we're not going to take this anymore, and we marched in the streets, and we did a lot of demonstrations. We stopped power plants from, you know, being built on fault lines in California by demonstrating and getting arrested. We used to take our cause to the street. We used to do something about things. We don't do that anymore. We're so lulled into some fantasy that somebody else is going to do this that we don't realize it is us that has to do it. We can do it with our pocketbooks. We can stop buying things that are made in China just because they're cheap. And we can tell the Chinese that unless they stop killing our elephants, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I'm on board. And again, go to whwf.org for the William Holden Wildlife Foundation website and learn more about what Stephanie's talking about. And it's very important. And also be watching on the Hallmark Channel, Love by the Book, starring the beautiful, talented Stephanie Powers. Stephanie, thank you so much. Will you come back again? You're a terrific guest. On a talk show, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'd love to have you come back.
Keep that passion going now for elephants.
Let's do it. Let's carry that torch, okay?
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie. Great lady, great cause, Stephanie Powers. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, R-O-N-S-E-G-G-I.com. We're coming right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Very important message we have today on the show. Let's go right down the meat of it, all right? And that is feeding our children. Schools are critical in that endeavor. And as this pandemic has really impacted them, there are many ways that we can help them. And to help school feed our nation's kids, the NFL is teaming up with esports to tackle a hunger problem in school in a huge way. It's called the Campbell's Chunky Million Meals Challenge, a Madden NFL 21 tournament presented by Target. Joining us right now is Alexa Glick, who is the CEO of GenYouth, a national nonprofit organization which builds healthier school communities, and Wim Stocks, chairman of CSL Esports. That's North America's largest college esport league. Alexis, Wim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Alexis, let's start off with you, okay? What exactly is this new tournament challenge about, and why is it needed so much now than in the past? Because feeding children in the schools has always been, I think, sometimes a second priority, and it shouldn't be, because 1 in 4, 30 million kids are hungry due to the pandemic, and that's important because that's our tomorrows.
Oh, Ron, I mean, you're a man of my heart, because those numbers that you just shared, as you know, are staggering. And the reality of 1 in 4 kids in America not knowing where they're going to get their next meal, and as you know, school buildings are that lifeline. Those sources and those meals may be the only meal of the day, and in some areas, it's 1 in 3 kids. So the whole idea behind this incredible first-ever Chunky Million Meals Challenge is to bring together unlikely partners who truly want to game for good. And for Gen Youth and the work that we do in school buildings to support the emergency school meal delivery process with educators and communities across the country, this is truly a lifesaver. And I am humbled. I'm excited to have a partnership with the NFL, Campbell's Chunky, Target, America's Dairy Farmers, Doritos and Bose. I mean,
Wim, exactly how does the challenge work? Because I find it fascinating. And in lieu of the fact, here's a statistic that I was really shocked at, that the American pastime of gaming, 65% of adults play video games daily. That's a high number. So how does the whole thing come together and work?
Number one, Ron, again, thanks for having us on. We couldn't be more honored to be partnering with Gen Youth and Alexis, both personally and professionally. This is one of the greatest events we've ever run. We've been in the esports realm for the last 10 years. We've run Madden tournaments for the last 10 years. And this is a very unique, unusual format, which we're super excited to talk about and bring to market. We are putting together, for the first time, a combination of NFL players. We, Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson from the Vikings, offered to be involved in this. They will be mentors along with Madden pros. These are actual professional players of the Madden NFL game. They will come together to serve as captains for teams that will be formed from the final 8 players that come out of our qualifying tournament. You can go to register for the tournament, millionmealschallenge.com. All the tournament information is there. The registration information is there. Free to enter for any aspiring Madden players. We certainly encourage as many players to get involved as are possible. The actual tournament starts December 19th. We will be playing off through the qualifying rounds for the next 3 weeks after the 19th. Culminating in the first weekend in January, winning players, the final 8 that make it through our brackets, will be paired with that NFL player and Madden pro combination. They will captain and champion the team through. There'll be actually a draft. That draft should be a ton of fun. These players are not only competitive on the gridiron on the football field, but they're very competitive when they get controllers in their hands. Once we get into this draft format, there is that combination of NFL players and Madden pros will be looking to select their what they believe to be the best player in those final 8, then go into a playoffs and championship. We expect a fair amount of competitive, friendly tension throughout the way. I would guess there's probably a little bit of smack talking going to be taking place as well. We think that's going to be very entertaining, and we'll not only will we crown a champion of Chunky at the end of the tournament, but also we'll be doing some really good work raising awareness for Gen Youth and also raising money to support all the important missions that are part of their realm.
Now, the registration has begun today, and as you mentioned, it's going to kick off the whole tournament on December 19th. Is there a deadline for registration?
The actual registration goes through the 26th. Those are the December. Those are the last rounds of the open qualifying, and then as we get into the final week, that's where it's close qualifying, meaning you've made it through the brackets thus far to enter the close qualifying. After the 26th, there won't be any more registration. So we're really encouraging people to register now and get involved in what's truly going to be a unique and amazing and exciting experience.
I'll say, and doing some good. The Chunky Million Meals Challenge, Madden NFL 21 Tournament, will deliver. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. An estimated 100 million meals to alleviate food insecurity among kids during this COVID-19 pandemic. Alexis, that's a huge number.
Oh, Ron, you know, it's the thing that gives me the greatest hope. I mean, the thing about this is just the notion of these superstar, you know, NFL players and these incredible Madden pros, you know, teaming up, giving up their time, energy, and talent and effort to play with real world gamers. You know, first of all, for my kids, they're like, sign me up. I get a chance to play with some greats. You know, the notion that we brought together all these partners to tackle this, you know, huge problem in our country. 100 million meals is our goal, with a lot of hope, faith, and hopefully a lot of your listeners, we will make this happen, and truly we're grateful. And if you're not a gamer, I'll just say, you can text schools to 20222. It's a one-time $25 donation. It'll support our emergency school meal delivery fund. Ron, we've received over $40 million in grant requests from our nation's schools to support emergency school meal delivery efforts. So we're going to do everything in our power to tackle that big deficit and make sure that no kid has to wake up worrying about where they're going to get their next meal.
That's great. Now, the challenge website where you can register is millionmealschallenge.com. It is free to register. Now, Wim, Alexis, do me a favor. When we get closer to the end of this challenge, would you come back and join us again and give us the results? Because that is going to be very important to know, too.
Ron, you can have us like as much as you want. We'll come back once a week with the updates. I mean, we can give you color commentary.
Well, let's do it. Whatever.
If you'd like it, Ron.
I'm on board. I just want you to know, I think you're doing a great job. I really do. Our guests have been the CEO of Gen Youth, Alexis Glick, and also Wim Stocks, chairman of CSL Esports, which is North America's largest college esport league. Hey, I got to tell you something. Both of you, congratulations. Good luck. Thank you for doing this. Happy holiday, and we'll look forward to your return.
Okay? Thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
What a great cause. Having fun and a reason for having fun, and then a great bottom line to make sure that our children get fed every day with the school program, which is so important. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include Jane Seymour, Jim and Jenny Desmond, who have the TV show Baby Chimp Rescue. Unbelievable what they're doing. Actress Stephanie Powers and Alexis Glick and Wim Stocks. Next hour, little Ricky Schroeder isn't a little anymore. He used to be on Silver Spoons. He's done a lot of things in this business, and now he's a big director and producer. We'll be talking about a very interesting project he's working on. Tori Spelling will be joining us from The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, and Kelly Page will be giving us some shopping hints for this year. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.